Today is Saturday, October 12th, 2019, and this...
Some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight. They are in Las Vegas in person.
It is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 710.
That you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
We're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you think that? We're going to Vegas, my baby.
Vegas! Do you think we can stay by midnight?
Honey, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah! Yeah! Vegas!
Vegas, baby!
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
Oh, and this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight.
We're professionals.
We're going to talk about Las Vegas now. All right. So we have a lot to cover today. We have news. We've got some reviews of some things we've done. What else do we have? A remember this thing?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So... welcome to our live audience. We are, for the folks at home who are not here, we are recording live from the D Las Vegas showroom for the summit. Thank you. A packed room full of Vegas nerds who have been out and about doing the nerdery things that
nerds.
Vegas nerds do when they are here.
Nerds,
we've been having
nerds,
a good time.
Nerds,
has everyone been having a good time this weekend? Awesome. Well, thank you for being here with us. We do appreciate it. You know, with this event, when we've done these live events before, we try to bring in some new things that we haven't tried before. So we did the costume clash last night. And I want to recognize all the people who participated in that and dressed up, because there was a lot of
creativity.
Really cool stuff there.
We wish we could have awarded more prizes, because there were some really awesome...
Yeah, we were talking about it earlier today with our fellow judge, Ms. Nomer, and we were like, the more we thought about it afterwards, it's like, holy crap, people put
some really good thought into some unusual and
different takes on costumes, and it was a lot of fun. So thank you for doing that. We appreciate you taking the time to be part of the event. In addition to new things, of course, we like to continue traditions. So, you know, of course, there's all the camaraderie of the Vegas nerds. That's a big tradition at these events. We had our kickoff parade yesterday, which everybody loves. And then, of course, one of my favorite traditions is earlier today, Hunter interviewing a guest who wasn't booked 2 weeks ago. I love that. Nobody says you're cursed, Hunter. I don't want you to think that. So... you mentioned yesterday that a lot of people have been commenting on how much they enjoy our dog, Max, on the show.
It is true. People like hearing his collar jingling. They like hearing him bark. And then they like hearing your reaction.
Yeah. I love the little guy, but sometimes he sets me off. But I'm happy to hear that you all like Max a lot, and... you're in for a special treat tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Maximus, come on out, buddy.
Is Max here?
Max. Maximus, come on. All right, I guess that's not happening after all. I'm sorry. That's about right. All right, so we've got a lot of news to cover, and before we get to that, I always like to start the podcast by reminding everybody, this podcast is listener-supported by our Patreon patrons. If you are a Patreon patron, raise your hand, clap, oh, yeah. Awesome, thank you. Thank you very much for all your awesomeness. We do appreciate
yes.
it. It's been fun seeing people wearing our little pins and stuff this week. So thank you for supporting the show. We do appreciate it. If you would like to be awesome like these people, visit patreon.com/500 for all the details. I actually put a video up yesterday already of the parade, so you can relive the magic when you get home. So thank you to all of our Patreon patrons. All right, so with that, let's get to the news. We've got a lot of ground to cover since our last show.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start over at the Hard Rock Hotel. There's been a lot going on there, of course, because of the transition to Virgin Hotels, as we've mentioned before. And in fact, on the last podcast, we talked about Magic Mike Live and how that's going to be moving from Hard Rock to Sahara. We have another show. Big Magic Mike Live fans down here.
Not to be confused with Magic Mike E Live, which we just saw.
Which we... That was magical. Another show at Hard Rock has since announced that it will be moving as well, and that is Raiding the Rock Vault, which has been around for quite a while now. That show is going to be moving from the Hard Rock to Rio's Club 172 in 2020. If you don't remember Club 172, I think we may have talked about it twice since it opened, and we'll probably talk about it twice more before it closes. So it opened about a year ago. They have some touring shows, some familiar acts once in a while, but mainly like tribute bands, and Little Miss Nasty moved from Hooters, so I know a lot of you have been over there for that. Raiding the Rock Vault is going to be closing at the end of December and then reopening a couple weeks later at Club 172. And this is about, third or fourth home for, the fourth home for Raiding the Rock Vault. It was at LVH Westgate and Tropicana before it moved to Hard Rock, so... the show seems to be very successful regardless of where it lands. Mm-hmm. We have not yet seen it, and I have interest in it because I'm a dork for hair metal, and that's what they do. So it's like a bunch of guys from bands, like the third bass player from Trickster. No, actually, it wouldn't be the bass player. The one guy they have who's kind of known is the bass player from Bon Jovi. But other people are like third stringers from bands like Trickster and Bang Tango and all my favorite... Anyway, tickets are $70 and up, plus Ticketmaster fees. The show is Saturdays through Sundays when it reopens at Rio. Are we going to see it when it moves to Rio?
Maybe.
All right, that's a resounding no. Well, another thing that's happening at Hard Rock, as part of the transition to Virgin Hotels, they are... taking a bunch of the memorabilia from their collection and putting some of the extra stuff, some of the highlights that aren't on display currently, on display in a separate little part of the building. So there's a former John Varvatos store that they've converted to show highlights from their collection up until the time they close. And I guess they're going to change out the stuff every once in a while. Now, the Hard Rock Casino's memorabilia collection... I'd say is quite a step up from the Hard Rock Cafes. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
I think they kind of diluted the whole memorabilia concept when they started opening many, many cafes. So you can actually see things that you recognize, like Britney Spears' schoolgirl outfit, just to name one off the top of my head. unlike if you go to like the closest Hard Rock Cafe to where you live, and you're going to see like one of Brett Michaels' wig Dana's. And you can have a $26 quesadilla while enjoying that view. So if you're a big fan of rock memorabilia or you just want to visit Hard Rock one more time, it might be another excuse. It's a free exhibit. It's open between 11 and 8 daily. And the new owners of that property have suggested that when it becomes Virgin Hotels, they're probably going to do something with some of the memorabilia. So it may not entirely be gone, but... they haven't said exactly what they'll be doing yet. So, next item. So Rod Stewart, I don't know what kind of memorabilia do you think Rod Stewart would have on display at the Hard Rock?
Some shiny shirts, maybe some wigs, some stomach pump.
You know, you were all thinking it.
That rumor will never die.
Yeah. Well, Rod Stewart's going to be pumping out another batch of shows at the Coliseum in 2020. 8 shows in March, another 8 in September and October. Tickets are $50 and up plus Ticketmaster fees. Most of them are in the $70 to $230 range. So if you have not yet seen the Rod Stewart show and you are wanting to do so, you'll have a chance to do so. So there you go. Another form of entertainment, of course, here in Las Vegas is the day club scene. And Wynn Las Vegas has announced it is going to be doing some different things. Just because summer is over, they are not ending their day club scene. They're going to have a new...
What's that one called? Rehab?
No, that's... I don't think that's around anymore, but...
Oh, darn.
That's all right. They're opening something called Intermission. It's going to be a new winter day party series at Encore Beach Club. It'll be every Saturday between October 26th and December 14th, 2 to 10 p.m. I know that this is a big day club audience. I can just tell by looking at all the lovely tans in the audience. They're going to have such popular artists performing as Elro, Nora and Pure. Oh, there we go. Big Nora and Pure fan. Pete Tong. Nothing. And Claptone. Which I'm guessing is a DJ playing Eric Clapton songs with a dance beat. Let's just go with that. Tickets for this are $25 and up for ladies, $45 and up for the be-penist amongst us. I'm not sure if I should be outraged by the price discrepancy or... I don't know, is that something to get worked up about? Or?
No, I think you have plenty of other things to get worked up about.
Yeah, I got... Valid, valid.
Save it, save it.
All right. That. Any examples you'd like to throw? I know.
I don't know. We only have so much time.
All right. All right, moving to Sahara, formerly SLS, the poker room there. Well, there's going to be a poker room. That's the news. All right. So poker rooms have been closing in recent years, and Sahara is bucking the trend by adding one, which is unusual. But good news for poker players. Vegas Changes reports that it's going to be taking the space previously used by High Limit Room. And it's not going to be huge. Looking at the artist's renderings, it's going to be like 7 or 8 tables. So at the very least, it's something new for poker players. And I know that many of them have been wringing their hands over the recent closing. So I think this is kind of good news for somebody at least. So that's happening at Sahara. We have some transportation news, and it feels like we've had a lot of transportation news lately. Mm-hmm. This one, I'm not a big... Whenever I pull up the Uber or Lyft app and get the offer for a self-driving car, which really aren't yet, but I'm not really a fan of that transportation.
Do you have trust issues?
I do have big trust issues. They can't even fucking figure Siri out. I don't want... Until they can auto-correct, you know, the way that I want it, I'm not going to do the autonomous cars. But there is a new service opening. According to a website called The Verge, there is a self-driving taxi company called Zooks, and they're beginning to test autonomous vehicles in Las Vegas with the hopes of opening or starting a new service sometime next year. And currently they're using Toyota SUVs, but they're planning to introduce their own vehicles, which according to this article, this is really, I would not get in this thing. It has no controls inside, so at least if you're in a regular self-driving car, like there's, you know, a recognizable features, and this has no dashboard or steering wheel. It apparently looks like the back half of 2 Mini Coopers welded together.
So take one Mini Cooper butt and another Mini Cooper butt and...
2 Mini Cooper butts.
Yes.
Too many Mini Cooper butts. I'm not getting into this thing. And inside, it's just like 2 benches facing each other.
Which could be awkward.
Yeah, I want nothing to do with this. So anyway, next time...
Do you make eye contact? Do you not make eye contact?
Next time you're here, you might have the chance to ride in a Zooks, an awkward Zooks mobile or whatever they're calling them. In other transportation news, however, the monorail, which I know is much beloved, has received some good news for once. Lately, the news has been that their planned expansion to Mandalay Bay has not been funded. However, they have received funding to add a new station at Palazzo and the soon to open in a year or so, 2 years. The MSG Sphere, which I think is a good thing because when they have big events there, they're going to need to figure out a way to get people in and out, and that will certainly help. So that's not a bad thing.
Nope.
I don't know what the funding consists of. I don't really care. But they're going to have another stop, so that's a good thing, right?
Yay, I guess.
All right. So since we're downtown, we should probably talk a little bit about downtown. Down on Fremont East, we're going to be seeing some changes. I know everybody here loves to hear about road construction. There's an 11-month road improvement project that has begun on Fremont Street, and it's from Las Vegas Boulevard to 14th Street. And most of that does not matter to us because who cares, but the part that does matter is Fremont East is going to be changing a little bit. So they're going to be widening the sidewalks. They're going to be removing the center median, which I'll get to in a second, and then they're going to remove the taxi and rideshare pull-off areas. And
excuse me?
The pull-off areas.
And where are those located?
Fremont East.
Okay.
Are you... And slots of... No, I've been winning this trip, so the slots of fun pull-off area is closed for this trip. Sorry, folks. Come back next time. So they're going to be... because the median is disappearing, they're going to have to move the neon signs, the martini glass that I love so much, and the Vegas arrow sign, and the shoe, and whatever else they have. So they're going to be removing those.
So
they're going to shift them to the sidewalk, which, again, they're widening. And my only concern is whether or not the whole thing about those signs is the ability to get nice photos of them. So I hope they don't fuck that up. I hope that you can get some decent photos without a bunch of noise in the background. Mm-hmm. But
and moseyers. So
yeah, exactly. Well, that's the other thing. It's a good thing they're widening the sidewalks mm-hmm. because you're going to have all kinds of people standing there in front of those signs, and it's just so. Hopefully it'll work out. They're also going to string festive lighting across Fremont East.
Festive.
Mm-hmm. Are you looking forward to the street being festooned?
Sure.
That's the first time I've ever said that word.
How quaint of you.
All right. So some additional downtown news. Hogs and Heifers over by downtown Grand may not be long for this world. I know. There's a bit of a feud going on between Hogs and Heifers and downtown Grand, and KTNV Television is reporting that Downtown Grand has served them with an eviction notice. Apparently, they've been feuding for a while. Downtown Grand apparently isn't a fan of the clientele that Hogs and Heifers attracts. Sorry. I know. Look at this. People are... Yep. They take issue with the fucking vulgarity that you can hear walking by.
Really? God damn it.
Fuckers. Son of a bitch.
Assholes.
And apparently there have been some police visits, but who hasn't had that, really? So the eviction notice calls for them to close by mid-October, which is like now. So they're planning on fighting it in court, so hopefully they will, for fans of that establishment, they'll be able to stay open. I have a feeling it's going to be around a while because Downtown Grand has been trying to get rid of that pawn shop since before Downtown Grand opened, and that little shithole is still there. So I get the feeling they might not have the best attorneys on staff or something, but Hogs and Heifers may be around for a while. But if you really love the place, as we all know, Vegas changes a lot, and if you love something, you know, take advantage of it while you can because shit changes, and go over there and give them some money.
Mm-hmm. And swear a lot.
Fucking A. I have no idea what was just said. All right, and one other restaurant note back on the strip, Diablo's Cantina, which of course people may remember from Monte Carlo. It's a Mexican restaurant, reopened at Luxor when it closed at Monte Carlo. They're going to be opening a second location. This one is at Mirage, according to Eater. Thank you. It's taking over the LVB burger space, and so like right inside the entrance from the strip.
The former Tiger Hangout.
Where the Tigers. Oh, you know what you want to hear.
I am Siegfried, and I'm Roy.
It's October.
Our white lions and white tigers join us in wishing you a magical holiday season.
And a special New Year's with all your dreams coming true.
I fucking love that. I wasn't planning on doing that. I just...
It's not even Halloween and you have that queued up already?
I know. Hey, I'm like a fucking department store. Christmas can't come too early. So I guess the noteworthy thing about this is that there's a burger place actually closing for once, which maybe we finally reached the saturation point on
too many burgers.
Gourmet burger trend. So there you go. That's happening, and that is our news for this week. We have another little thing to talk about, however.
Do you remember?
I don't remember fucking anything, man.
All right. I dug deep for this one. It's one of my favorites. August 2012 shows actually May and August 2012. Shows 350 and 363. We talked about a little something called Surf's Up. That was a show at Planet Hollywood. It opened in July of 2012. And the plan, and I guess for a brief time, the execution, it was a delightful musical.
Oh, aren't all musicals delightful?
Oh, I love them. It was about the surf culture of the early 60s.
You know what that means?
No, I don't. What does that mean? Oh, the music, yes. It featured the music of the Beach Boys. Yeah. So they spent $10 million to prepare for this show, for the production, and much of it apparently was spent on the rights to the Beach Boys songs, and that worked out real well. So producers were planning on opening the show, and then they were going to eventually move it to Broadway. That did not happen either. It closed after 6 weeks and goes down as one of the biggest flops in Las Vegas show history since we've been doing this show.
It was no Viva Veracruz.
No, well, that didn't even open, so that's an even bigger flop. But yes, and I'm going to blame the Beach Boys for all this. So I know they're beloved and all their shitty fucking car songs. And how do you feel about Two Girls for Every Guy?
Oh. Do not get me started.
Please continue.
No.
Not a fan?
Not a fan.
That's okay. I'm not a fan of any of their shitty
work.
Seems
a little disproportionate.
All right. And now, when we get done
with... Unless everyone's consenting, but it seems like Two Girls for Every Boy, it's like...
I think the numbers are about right. And when we get done with the show, the music geeks amongst us, don't come up and tell me what a fucking great album Pet Sounds is. And oh, it paved a new trail of production. Well, great, you apply great production to those shitty fucking novelty surfing songs? No. It's still Beach Boys shit. All right, that's all I have to say about that. Fucking Beach Boys.
Keep going.
I could cover Blondie or Chicago like I have in past years, but that never goes well either. All right, so that's Hey, Remember This. We got a couple.
See, I told you you needed to save your rage for something more.
You did?
Yeah, earlier in the show when you were looking for something to rage about.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Excuse me?
I was waiting for Max to come out here and bark, and the little fucker's sleeping back there. There we go. Thank you. All right, we've got a couple of reviews. We've been doing some new things to talk about on this show to tell you about. And I know that many of you have tried this new venue as well, but I thought we'd give you our impressions. Binion's has opened a new bar called Whiskey Liquor Up. It's been under construction for the last 14 and a half years, and it finally opened. That is the second story bar at Binion's above the existing Whiskey Liquor. We went up there the other day and had lunch and looked around, and I have to say, I was surprised at what a lovely space it is.
Mm-hmm. It was delightful.
Really nice space. And you enter from Fremont Street. There's a stairway up. I would imagine there's probably an elevator from inside somewhere. But
there was fresh carpet, and it smelled new.
New,
unlike a lot of things on Fremont Street.
Unlike the rest of Binion's, which... It's an old place. It's going to have some, you know...
Some odor.
Some interesting odor. It's still better than Plaza, but... Plaza fucking reeks. We went over there. That place stinks. They've got the perfume smell so cranked up in there to cover the shit smell. I know they've done some good things, but that place fucking reeks.
Which everyone can enjoy when we have our happy hour there at 4:30 tomorrow.
Yeah, swing by. Say hi. I'm not going. I don't know. All right, anyway, so upon entering, I didn't realize there was such passion for Plaza, so I thought the Beach Boys, I thought the Beach Boys was going to get, you know...
Some booze and hisses.
I never know what our crowd's going to do here. Anyway, so you walk into the room, and it's a really nice space. There's a big L-shaped bar. There are a bunch of tables and booths, a small stage for bands. I would imagine they will be having some of the country acts that I love so much.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Shaw, maybe you can get a gig over there.
All right.
All right. They have a few of these little egg-shaped virtual reality pods. I guess that's required by law now when they open something new.
It makes it immersive.
Oh, there we go. That's necessary. Mm-hmm. And then along, like overlooking Fremont Street, they have a bunch of counter seating, which that's where we sat.
Because we had heard rumors of people getting ill on the rotating bar, and
there have been some reports of some motion sickness. Even though it moves really slowly, apparently it can be an issue.
Yeah.
So
we didn't want to take the chance.
Too daring for us.
Yeah.
We might go back, or one of us might go back and check that out. I loved sitting where we did, overlooking Fremont Street, watching the freak show go by.
Oh yeah. And some was stationary. Some of the freak show was stationary, and some of it was in motion.
While we were there, they slid the windows open, and that was, you know, if the weather is nice, you got the fresh air coming in. You're watching the scene. You have the street performers below, which makes for some interesting combinations of things.
Uh-huh.
We had the Breaking Bad guy. So we had him, and I'm pretty sure I saw some people walk up to him and actually ask him if he did have meth. So we had that, and then he was over here. And then we had a guy with a keyboard.
And then he had these signs on it that he would manually change out so everyone knew which rag he was playing.
Oh, they needed to know, because that was some obscure shit from like 1920s or something.
Yeah.
Some ragtimey shit, which I have some, nobody was paying any attention to. Meanwhile, there are the hip hop dancers 20 feet away from him.
Giant
huge
circle.
Huge crowd for me. But then you've got the hip hop dancers and you can hear the ragtime music.
So it's like a mashup.
It was the oddest scene ever.
And then
oddly compelling. We're just sitting there.
And keyboard guy is just giving side eye to the break dancers the whole time. Like,
yeah, like they affected his tips.
Yeah.
Different audiences. Nobody was tipping that guy. Although I think if ragtime music ever makes a comeback, that fucker's going to score big. You laugh, but nobody thought there would be a big jug band revival, and then Mumford and Sons, those fucking banjo humpers from the U.S. U.K. come over here and that takes off, so that guy's going to score big. Just wait. Bark my words.
Ragtime. You heard it here first.
Ragtime. It's the next big comeback. Of course, the centerpiece is the rotating bar, and that overlooks Fremont Street and First Street, the stage there. And we saw people slowly going around, and they seem to be enjoying themselves. I'll go back and check it out on my own.
Why are you pointing at me?
You didn't want to sit there because of the motion sickness thing.
That's true.
Well, there you go. So what's the problem? Something is... Oh, what the hell? There's like lights all of a sudden flashing in my mind. Too many of these, apparently. So, you know, we ordered lunch, and the unfortunate thing about it was, for us, the service was not great. And the food choices that we made, the food was...
It was okay.
We had a couple salads and some barbecue chips. And the chips were like... it was like something you'd get at Guy Fieri's. Like way over-seasoned. Like
way too much stuff involved.
One chip... Well, I don't even know. It was like you have one chip and your salt content for the next month is...
You could just feel your blood pressure
going up. Oh, yeah, that's all
up.
I need. And the salads were just bland. And the service, they took way too long. Not just... So I have an issue with... Big shock. But this raised the point because it was the most recent time it came up. When your server comes up and says, are you ready to order? And says, I just need like two more minutes. And then they disappear and they take like an hour and a half lunch break. We had that scenario.
Mm-hmm.
And then it took a really long time to get our food. And by that time we knew, okay, getting the check is going to be a nightmare. So as soon as our food came, we asked for the check and that was fine. Didn't you say the people next to us were having...
Next to us had similar service issues, and I think a manager came over and apologized profusely.
So let's just say that they might be working out the bugs still. The menu looks really good. They have a lot of like sports bar type food, appetizers and sandwiches and salads and burgers. And I really, really, really love the space. And so for sure I would go up there and have drinks.
Yeah, and make sure you have plenty of time.
I think for drinks you'd be okay. Yeah. Or if you sat at the bar, you'd be okay.
If you knew decisively what you wanted.
Yes. Yeah, look at the menu online before you go up.
Yep.
But I'm going to go back and I'm going to try something else because I think maybe a different food choice might be better. And I want to give them the benefit of the doubt because I really love the room so much, and it's the best thing Binion's has done in ages. Now, the other thing you see when you sit there is across the way, you see at Golden Nugget, Troy's Liquor Bar, which is going to be closed whenever you're there. It doesn't matter. They're never open. What the fuck are you doing, Golden Nugget? You've got a great space, and they try to make it a club, so they're open like 3 hours a month, and it's exclusive. And it's a huge waste of space, and I don't think I would... I never thought I would say Golden Nugget should look to Binion's for one of their choices, but in this case, do what they're doing, because you've got a great space overlooking Fremont Street, and you're completely wasting it. Mm-hmm. So I'm really hoping that that happens. All right. Yep. Will you go back to Whiskey Liquor Up with me?
Sure, I will. That's are you asking me on a date?
The spark is still there, people. The spark is still there.
Warning, there's sweet pickles they have there.
Yeah, yes. But they're disclosed. Oh, the sweet pickles are disclosed, so it's okay.
Yeah. If he had gotten pickles and did not see that they were sweet and spicy or whatever they had on the menu.
That's your problem, though. I'm okay with it if it's disclosed. All right. Oh, hey, we missed one news item I want to get to before we get to the next item.
Okay.
So we're going to go back and do one more news thing. I'm sorry, I forgot about this. There's another one of those Instagram photo studio things opening. This one is called the Museum of Selfies.
Ooh, yay. Like you can't make your own.
Well, you need a little help. It's opening at Planet Hollywood in the Miracle Mile Shops on October 23rd, so next time you're all here, you can go over there. They're going to have a throne made out of selfie sticks. Be careful where you sit. They're going to have an upside-down room. They're going to have, you know, a bunch of other stupid shit that makes you look good on social media, like you have a happy life. So it's $23 for adults. And I think about these things, and I can't come up with a single reason why anybody would go to one of these places, one of these pop-up Instagram experiences.
Mm-hmm. I can't think of any reason either.
Okay. So that's our news for this week. We have another review, though, we want to do. We went to an immersive pop-up experience at Mandalay Bay called Happy Place. And we thought we'd share our experience with you. Mm-hmm. So this is one of those places you go to make it look like you have a happy life on social media.
You want to curate your feed.
Yeah, it's lovely. Yep. So upon arrival, we bought our tickets online. Mm-hmm. $35 each.
The things we do for research.
Tax write-off. upon arrival, you are matched with a tour guide who will guide you through it's approximately 30 minutes to get through the 12 rooms they have. Mm-hmm. And all kinds of different things that you can have in the background, and then you can pose with, and all kinds of different stuff. Now, you don't have to stick with your tour guide. So we had a tour guide, and then we had a group of four other people that we were with who we did not know. Yep. Who was two adults and their children, who are approximately 14, 13.
I don't know.
Let's say two 13-year-old girls.
Who are like the exact age to enjoy this.
Oh, they were having a great time.
Yeah.
And then we were there. So you go in there, and the tour guide will take pictures of you, or you can take pictures of each other. For the benefit of our live audience here tonight, I thought that maybe we would show you on our screens some of the fun that we had at Happy Place. And a few of the things that you too can experience for $35. Mm-hmm. Let's get started, shall we?
Sure.
Here we are pretending to be happy butterflies. So that's fun. You get to pose in front of a little wall with a butterfly on it. Mm-hmm. And you can see quite clearly the great time we're having. If that's not your speed, there's another room that's filled with rubber duckies. There's also a bathtub filled with yellow plastic balls, and I wanted you to go in there, and you were...
I was concerned about the cleanliness of the balls.
I know that ball cleanliness is a big issue for you. So I respect that you decided not to get into that.
Very picky about the balls that I touch.
You can immerse yourself in nature in a room filled with flowers. Oh, it was fun. So much fun.
We had such a good time.
It lives up to the name. It really is a happy place. Everywhere you go, you're surrounded by happiness. One of the things that they have there, they have two different confetti rooms. And by the way...
Oh, we found confetti everywhere after.
She's still... We're still discovering confetti, and I don't want to go into other details. So it's really a fun experience. You'll have a great time. And I tell you, it's only half an hour, but in that 30 minutes, you're gonna create memories that last a lifetime. So, happy place at Mandalay Bay, and it's in the mall area between Mandalay Bay and Luxor. It's open from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. daily. As I mentioned, $35 for adults. Run down there tomorrow. Have a great time like we did. I know you will. No. The shit we do for this audience. All right, so that's going to do it for our reviews. We're going to have a bunch of other stuff to talk about when we get back. We stayed at Wynn Las Vegas for the first time in a decade, so we have some experiences there to talk about and some other things. But I think that's pretty much going to do it for this show. Before we go, however, we want to thank a few folks for this event. Of course, our partners in crime, Hunter and Misnomer. Yeah. They put an unbelievable amount of work into this, as you have seen. And I have to tell you, you know, before the strip trivia bit, when Aaron showed the other things that were considered, he spent considerable time. Murinating was an actual thing for a while. And we would discuss it and run through some ideas. He ran some things past me. And at one point, I had to point out that there was an idea he had that. It's been tried in other ways, and some people have actually died doing it. So we
had to dial that back.
We had to dial that back, just risk and whatnot. But I think it worked out okay, because one of his dreams for a while has been to have a painted lady on stage, and that worked out well. So, thanks to those guys for all their work.
Well, thanks to everybody for participating in the game show and the dinner.
Hey guys, how are those conies? Are you done? Oh, there's some left. Well, that's weird.
Right.
Kind of thought they'd be gone by now. Of course, we want to thank everyone here at the D and at Golden Gate, especially David for all his work on this event. Mm-hmm. They are amazing to work with. And they allow us to do this, and it's amazing. And of course, Derek for letting us just run wild in this casino for a few days. And Nicole. Are you still here, Nicole?
Yeah.
Yay. We'll just thank her for her all-around Nicole-ness. That's the best way to explain it. And for being Max's...
Biggest fan.
Biggest fan. And,
supporter, yes. Even when he does wrong.
Come on up, buddy. Max? No, okay. And of course, we want to thank all of you for coming out and spending your time with us tonight. It means a lot to us. You've had so many nice things to say, and it makes us feel unbelievably unworthy of such kind words, and we do appreciate it. And it's a fucking Saturday night in Las Vegas at 11 p.m., and you chose to spend your time with us, which, wow. So thank you for that. It does mean a lot. Thanks for coming out to our event and for hanging out with us, and we really do appreciate it. So with that, I think we're going to wrap it up. Anything else before we go?
Nope, I'm good.
All right. Well, you can find our website at 500bymidnight.com. You can email us at 500@gmail.com. I feel so bad for our listeners at home this week. They're going to be like, what the fuck was going on there?
What is going on?
You can find us on Twitter. I'm 500. She is Anita Martini. I will be bragging about my four of a kinds without posting photos. And, of course, the voicemail line. I'm expecting more calls. The line's been a little slow the last couple of days, so get on it, fuckers. 702-866-9494. You may have seen it on some porno cards that somebody was handing out yesterday. As always, thank you for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We do appreciate it, and we will be back soon with another show. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Motherfucker.